With today's top stories, I'm Tona Takadila. Minister of Gender Equality and Child Welfare Emma Kantema has been appointed by President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah to lead a special task force following the tragic killings of three minors in Okahanja. The minister gave an update on the new safety and security measures, school support arrangements, community efforts and the way forward in response to the tragedy.
The team in executing our task today, we hit the ground running. We were in Okahanja today, where we have started with the area of psychosocial support to the learners at the school, to also provide the support to the teachers, because equally they are also affected, and also the parents, and extending it to the affected families. I also want to add that we are assessing together with our security cluster, doing a security risk assessment that will then inform the management and the regional education officer in terms of the upgrades that's required for the fiscal infrastructure and also just the entire security measures around the school. We are looking at ensuring that there's cameras to be installed that will then provide surveillance system. And in addition to that, the committee will continue to engage different stakeholders, because ours is more a holistic approach to this crisis, and also to see how we then ensure that the safety of our children in school is instituted.
The Namibian police have confirmed that three people are being questioned in connection with the killings, although no arrests have been made yet. We begin with news from Windhoek, where President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah has relieved MacAlbert Hengari, the Minister of Agriculture, Fisheries, Water and Land Reform, from his position effective 23 April 2025. The decision comes in the wake of mounting criminal charges against Hengari, who was arrested on Saturday in Windhoek. His arrest and dismissal have raised questions about the vetting process for public officials. Public policy analyst Dr. Marius Kudumo.
If you read in our constitution, there's an article under 41 that talks about ministerial accountabilities. All ministers shall be accountable individually for the administration of their own ministries and collectively for administration of the work of the cabinet, both to the president and to parliament. Therefore, if you don't have properly vetted mechanisms in place, you sit with issues, and that can contribute to eroding public trust in public officials.
The now former agriculture minister was denied bail by the Windhoek Magistrates Court today. Political analyst Dr. Ndumba Kamwanya says a more thorough vetting process should have taken priority.
It is an unfortunate situation, more in particular for the new president, that her focus is being distracted by these issues. What it is pointing about is there was a sloppy vetting process, that for a president to appoint someone, you have to make sure that they don't have skeletons when it looks like the vetting process was not done right. From my understanding, the case was opened in 2024, so had there been thorough vetting process, they could have detected that, and that could have aided the president from not appointing him.
In unrelated news, Acting President Gwede Mantashe says South Africa remains committed to a progressive foreign policy outlook and to engaging with countries of the global north and south in pursuit of the country's national interest.
We don't apologize for standing with the people of Palestine. We can't apologize for standing with the people of Western Sahara. We must pay our price and render our solidarity. We are committed to assisting where we can contribute with peace.
And 10 suspects are on trial today in Paris for the 2016 robbery of Kim Kardashian, where $10 million worth of jewelry was stolen.
12 men are accused of taking part in the heist in Kim Kardashian's luxury suite 9 years ago, but one has since died and another excused because he is too ill to stand trial. The men who are charged with stealing million-dollar jewels and rings from the reality star have been nicknamed the Grandpa Robbers because most of them were born in the 1950s. Kardashian's lawyers said she will testify in person at the trial, which is due to conclude on May the 23rd. Ross Cullen, Paris.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.